Simon Shin Yud Tes. Sivkan Mein. Everybody has this in his Mishnah Brura. Says as follows, and this is very, very important because we start introducing additional poskim beyond, over the, above what was quoted in the Taz himself. Okay. Ariya Bulafia, who would devour the Maritz alone, Simon Reshon Gimel, Kosov, the Mindivri Rashi Nire, Tafilu the Altar, Dafkik Shaboro the Atzma Mutter, Velachayim Osir, and the Maritz says its rule. That's not our Indian for right now. O Kosov, the Rambam holds Borob Souls with Ochel Nami Mutter the Altar, which of course we know is not true. The Mechilus Kvodo. We already think the Rambam holds like the Rach, you need all three. But that's what he says, based on his reading. Now, the Rambam didn't hold it, but we saw Tosfos hold that way. When we read the Ritzvos of the Ferish, the Tosfos, fine. Ukefizah kosav, the Lahosir had Sira minakos. Sira is a wasp, I believe, right? From a cup of wine. Mutala Sira kshuli altim. You will have to remove the wasp from the wine if you're going to drink the wine right away. Umaritat sham docha dvorach. The Hela shadas kol aposkim, the psoros mitoch ochel osir kshuli altim. That's also not exactly right. Maybe call a poskim. Is Tosfos qualified as a posek? I don't want to give any credentials. It's not a, I'm not an accreditation agency. Maybe Tosfos is a very big posek. But okay, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rach, the standard Mefarshim held this way. Fine. Despite that fact, Maritatz Shom Hitta Lahosir Atzira Menakos B'Shabbos Mitam Achir. The Ein. Now here's where it gets tricky. The Ein Breira Belach. Now we have a rhyme. The Gamas Atzira Yishalach. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. The Gamas Atzira Yishalach Hashem Alavod and Nistarav and Mekonet Parshas 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 Ekev. So it's a play on a melitza with the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. In the context of vision, it means Hashem will send the wasp to zap the enemies. Here it means that the person on Shabbos should can send away the tzira, can take, remove the wasp from the wine. Lo shayach breira. Here it's very, very tricky, because this we'll see soon is we don't know where this comes from actually, these words. Someone can do a search on the Maritatz and find it somewhere. Lo shayach breira l'mamash et tzorach l'fashvesh v'livror. Avol dover shetzof l'mala k'for boruhu v'havle k'mashchil b'nisa mechalova. The ain't a borer. Remove a hair from milk. That's not borer. It's already clearly defined. It's not a tarovas, he's saying, basically. Ayin sham. Fayarar and kosav alov. Tehet erzeh hu dochuk ma'od. And the Taz says, ain lahosir atzirav azuvim minakos. Tali borer mitoch psolos. Psolos mitoch ocham. Elo, he gives a heter. Yikach minamashke k'tzas imoem. Ad kam we read the barhete, which everybody, I hope, had seen already, earlier. Now, to understand what the Bar Hetiv is arguing about with others, there's a machlokas according to the Bar Hetiv between the Maritatz, who says that you don't have to be mefashvish v'livror. It sounds a little bit like last week's Shia. Don't have chana. It's just clearly demarcated. With others who disagree, so the Chazanish is the main spokesperson who explains what they're fighting about. A very beautiful explanation does the Chazanish give. We can't read the entire Chazanish right this minute, but just part of it. He starts off, everyone has hope from last week, you have your Maramokam that we gave out. Chazanish quotes the Bar Hetev. He says like this, the Taz first gave a heter. What's that? Right, that's what the Taz said. You can't take the wasp out by itself, but let's say you take a tablespoon. A tablespoon, you take out a number of cc's of soup. We don't have, for us, usually the fly in the soup, not in the wine, right? So you take out take a big tablespoon of soup spoon, and you take out, whatever it is, a half an ounce of delicious chicken soup. Ah, chaval alav v'lo mishtachem. But what can you do? You have to be a firm yid on Shabbos. So you take out a whole tablespoon, a soup spoon full of soup, and there's a fly in it, and that goes to the garbage. So Taz said, that's okay. B'chora, says the Chazanish. B'chol bore psolos mitoch ochel, af im yikach k'tas v'na ochel im apsolos, osir, kol shadato ala ochel ha-nishar shu bore, ala she'nuchosh le'takteh, sholiyah le'mat v'na ochel min apsolos. If If you just aim me for the psalos, if you just take a little bit extra ochel, he thinks it's going to be awesome. Here too. Hey, pulas o mochicha olav, shen kavanos o lechalek ha-mashka lebeis kelim. He doesn't want half the soup here, half the soup there, half the wine, half the wine. That's not his intention. Eladato linakos is hakos min azvuv. Uvaman nigro amalachto b'mashalokeach tzatz min ha-mashka. V'ashakol kavanos lebezeh mibnei shasru lehotzi azvuv levad. He's doing it for religious purposes. If it would be Tuesday, he'd take the wasp, take the flower by its, what do you want to call him? By its wings, what do you want to call him? He just pull it from there, just take it out with his own hands. The only reason he's putting a whole spoon of soup in the garbage is because he's a halachic Jew. That's obviously he's being taking psalos and melachos. Just he's taking the minimum to avoid a melachah b'Shabbos. How does that help? V'nireh, the vadei svaras ha-maharitatz, I should say, emes. The kol, this is very, very important, Chazon Ish. It's critical. Every word is critical. The kol shetzof v'yom b'fnei atzmo eino b'chlal borer. Vein bore el bedova ma'uruv vay de brera mischad shot to rosso le brewer in the kia. Is it clear to everybody on both sides? Did you saw what we saying the whole time? It has to be a taruvus. No taruvus is no bore. Hadava mavua behodam shabbos kuflam a testament base. Quote in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yudalit. The muto lishvos yayin min akli. We discussed this on Thursday. You can pour from one kli to another, right? As long as Ulaniya Hashmarim on the bottom. The sediment stays on the bottom. You pour from cup to cup. It's permissible. Because there's no taruvus in what you're going back and forth. Avot Sorich Lahafsik. You have to stop going back and forth when Kishayayin Kfor Nismait Umitavtef Minashmarim. As soon as you get to the bottom, and now the wine is mixed in with the sediment, you've got to stop going back and forth. That's Bora Mamish. Hare. Afal gav dashmorim heim im hayayin b'kli echad. V'hu shofe hayayin n'maniach hashmorim mutter. It's a gemara. V'pnei shekol echad omer liatzmo. So let's say I have the top half of the wine. The top half of the cup of wine is completely removed from the sediment on the bottom of the cup. No taruvus, no bore. Avo b'sof. K'for shem taruvus ala tipin. To get to the bottom, I'm not sure what percentage. The bottom where the we should view a mixture of the sediment with the bottom part of the wine. That's a problem. Ukshem afrid and shem boro, that's not allowed. Therefore, Abosai, he thinks at first glance the maritatz is correct. Anyone have a shvi sa Shabbos here? Anybody? No one? It's not here? Shvi sa Shabbos? Okay, we'll have to say about peh. You look in Sif Kotten Chav Hei. In shvi sa Shabbos and borer, he says exactly this. Whatever is soft, that's the word he used. Whatever is floating, by definition, is not a taruvus. It's floating. Floats on top. It's not a taruvus. Exactly the word of the Chazon Ish. But he, the Chazon Ish, comes up with a whopper, amazing chiddush. A chiddush which explains why it's awesome. Gevaldige chiddush. Onam yesh mokom lomar, shehayayin shemetapeach al guf hazvuv. But by a show of hands, if you were told this amount of wine, this particular drop of wine, spent half an hour literally touching the wings of the fly, who would want to eat to drink that part of the wine? Raise his hand. One. Okay, we always have one person who's the opposite of an istinus. He doesn't care. It's a difference. But everybody else, you're a mirch and a matzi, Josh. The rov mochets, the vast majority, wouldn't want to drink that piece of that little drop of wine, which actually touched, sitting on the fly's wings for half an hour. Ooh, ooh, who wants? Ooh, ooh. Since you wouldn't want to drink that part of the wine, the rest of the wine, let's take a show of hands again. Well, the answer will be obvious if I get it wrong. There's a little fly on top, and you remove the fly and put it in the garbage. Who in this room would not drink any of the wine after they found a fly on top of it? More people, Josh, than you. We have three guys who wouldn't drink the whole one. So for them, this whole shot is moot. You put the whole thing in the garbage, you're not going to drink anything. But the silent majority, didn't put up their hand either time, holds that little drop on the wings, ugh, and the rest of the cup is fine. Says the Heilige Chazon Ish, that's the taruvus. Not the fly with the rest of the wine. No. the little bit of wine that's on the wings, that's touching the fly, that itself is ma'ura with the rest of the wine. That's a brilliant stroke of the Heilige Chazon Ish. Read it again. Shayayin shemetapech al guf hazvuv, shem taruva saleo. Therefore, the Taz says, im yikach hazvuv atzmo, you're considered to be a borer. What are you being borer? Not the fly itself. But when you take the fly itself, what are you also taking? Whatever wine is actually touching the fly. I'm not going to take a dry fly. Yeah? Patience. Therefore, on the back of the fly, between its, is the word wings, or is a different word that should be used with respect to a fly? We use the word wings for lack of a better term. V'hilkach yikach tas mashke imo, v'hamashke hanishar v'adai lav shem borer olav, shazvuv lohoya mu'ura boklal. Remarkable. And then he cites the Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Samach Beis. Everyone please open up. Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Samach Beis. Here is going to be the Yisod which we've been speaking about Mamash since day one. The famous Yisod was called Taruves B'mokom Mago. This is something which we weren't so happy with, as a matter of fact, if you recall Ashir, the very first week about peeling. But that's what comes in from a Mishnah Brura. What's in Samach Beis? So the Shulchan Aruch had said, in Sif Yud Zayin, if you take away the butter from the milk, it's a problem of borer. Fine. Says the Mishnah Brura, right where the Nun Zayin is of the Sharatiyah, that's where you'll find it. B'chena kolet shuman atzof al pnei acholav shakorin smetana. What is smetana? They have a Hebrew translation. What's smetana?
Sour cream.
Shamenet. Rabosai, our milk that we buy in New York is homogenized, correct? Does it still say on every single bottle homogenized? I never saw a non-homogenized milk in my life until I came to Eretz Yisrael. I think now it's homogenized, am I correct? Not so much? It's like American milk, right? Pretty sure. When I got to Kerem Yavne in 1966, number one, they had very little milk to bichlal. We were used to having milk every day for breakfast. I think twice a week they gave you milk for breakfast. Even when they gave you the milk, in every on top of the old milk bottles, not to have these nice plastic stuff that needs stuff, old-fashioned glass bottles, and on the top was smetana, was sour cream, because it wasn't homogenized. It would rise to the top, naturally. And we Americans, and Israelis, no problem, whatever they did with it. We Americans, Amerikai mefunakim, as they call it, we couldn't stand it. So the first thing we want to do is to remove the cream. It was hard to remove the cream, because the cream was on the top of the bottle. What do? You see, I think we just shake it up and just. We would try to take a spoon, somehow a knife, or who knows, a fork, and get into the bottle and get rid of all that cream. We don't want cream in our milk. Apparently, that was the Metzias of the Mishnah Brura, who was living in Radin, and is quoting it from Imogan Avraham, who lived hundreds of years before. So if there's cream on top of the milk, if you remove the cream, Gamzehu Beklal Boreh, because you're removing, you don't want the cream, it's Psalas Mitoho. But look carefully, don't stop yet. Al Kain. Yizoyer, shekisha yagia somach lecholov. You're taking off the cream. So let's say there's a centimeter of cream that is plugging up the top of the container. And you want to get rid of it. Don't take it all away. When you get close, you take the first three quarters off. When you get close to the milk, yaniach tzas imacholov v'yos shari, as we see in Yudalad. He quotes the Gemara, the Chazon Ish quoted with the Nitzotzos. Within the hepech, or the other way around is also good. She took tzas min acholav im hashuman hazeh. Avo likach hashuman b'tzimtum osur. Afilu dat alecho li'alter. Why? Why is it osur? Why is it osur? We know it's a taruvus b'mokom mago. But taruvus b'mokom mago has a status of taruvus, he claims. So big deal. So you'll tell me what? It's psolos mitoch ochel. Not true. Because psolos mitoch ochel is permissible when it's impossible otherwise. We're going to do it. Look, the cream is on top. Gives a teretz which is difficult. We'll have to come to this later. Shrei lokeach bekaf. You're using a spoon. What's wrong with this teretz, Rabbi Say? What's wrong with this teretz? Yad arichta. Now he's disagreeing about Moshe's chiddush. He himself says that same chiddush to Mishnah Brura. There's a steer in Mishnah Brura, which we'll see soon in Shemir Shabbos, on this very point. Do we apply the Svar of Yodah Richta or do we not? Wow. Wow. Okay? Adkan, the Mishnah Berurah, to which the Chazon cites. Take a look at those of the Chazon, please open up. Next paragraph, paragraph 2. Because the Mishnah Berurah Sanu Beis, can I did benot al Hashuman atzaf al Cholov Shiyanich mat ben Hashuman al Pia Cholov, or you get mat ben Cholov ben Hashuman? And he gives the final, this is the famous formulation. This is it, this is where it's found. Vahainu, the b'mokum shenogin, choshiv taroves. Ah. And the place where they touch, there it's a taroves. This is the whole yisod of the issue of borer by peeling, which we didn't accept. We suggest it may not be true. The Magen Avraham accepted it. Magen Avraham l'shitaso. The Magen Avraham prohibits separating the cream from the milk at that point. It's the same Magen Avraham who prohibits separating the peel from the fruit at that point. They created a new category called Taroves B'Mokom Mago. And boss, is everything clear? This is a very major yisod. It's clear. This is what they hold. Fine. And we're going to go into some details about tea. There was a whole tumult with the Chazon Ish actually in his house with the tea. But that tea issue has more to do, frankly, with the next part of the sugya, which we started already on Thursday. We'll get to later about the mishameres with the psoles. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But I want to first focus, if I may, on the actual case of the Maritat, which is a very interesting case, and I think this is a classical case. If you have those who have the Maramakomas to see, that not everything is what meets the eye. Now, there's a problem. It's here. Everyone has it already. Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe tomorrow I'll go back to our high tech. Let's stick to these for the moment, to low tech. No zip fashion Xerox. Okay? Rabosai, you get a clear impression from the Chazon Ish that those who are makil would only be makil if you have, let's say, one fly fell into the soup. So one fly is not really a taruvus. It's like pulling a hair out of milk, which is mutter. Chazon Ish is not pulling a hair out of milk. You'll ask me a kasha. You pull the hair out of milk. The milk that touches the hair is being separated from the other rest of the milk. What's the answer to that question?
Who cares?
Is anybody here who wouldn't drink milk because it touched the hair? A hair is innocuous. A fly, that's mis. A hair is innocuous. Now, not any mifunakim. Right? Was anybody here? The three guys raised their hands before. I take that back. Everyone except for Josh said that they wouldn't drink the wine when it touched the fly. Okay? So Josh would certainly have the milk to touch the hair, the kavakomim. But would anybody here in the room not want to have the milk to touch the hair? Oh, we have a few more votes. Okay, but it's still a very small percentage. So that's why that Chazon Ish conceded that's mutter. What if you have, unfortunately, you leave your soup there, and there's a whole series of insects that somehow fall in there? Well, for that matter, the insects, it could be things fall in from there. This happens primarily in a sukkah, where the insects fall in, or little pieces of the schach fall in, pines, whatever it may be. 15 fall into your soup. You come to your soup, you have your spoon, you have, whoa. It's a rainforest. Everything fell in. Mosquitoes fell in, and pine things fell in, and who knows, the whole kitchen sink fell in on this pool. What do you say about that kind of a case? The Fiyach Chazon Ish, nobody would say that that's mutter. Why? It's an honest to goodness what? Taruvus. An honest to goodness taruvus. Everything is awesome. The only heter over here is taruvus b'mokom ago, which I think is heter gomer. I told you, we said based on our earlier shirim. So the post can answer it, as this famous Chazon Ish says, based on the Mogen Avraham peeling, based on what he says over here. Oh. The problem, of course, becomes, Rabbi Osai, when the Taz says what he says, he didn't limit himself to a case of one fly. Had the Taz been speaking about one fly, you could argue, come on, one fly itself is not a taruvus at all. It's only a taruvus of the little bit of wine which gets mixed in to the rest of the wine. The lashon of the Taz is, kshenoflim zvuvim, plural, lekos, shalayotzi azvuvim levadim en akos. Now remember, a kos is a pretty narrow, it's not like a bowl of soup. A coast is, how wide is the coast? This wide, this wide, this wide. and his zvuvim plural doesn't give you a limit. The sky is not how many zvuvim. It doesn't seem possible that we can explain this heter on the basis of Chazanish. It will only work for one zvuv, not for many zvuvim. You can argue about two, you know, miyad rabim shnayim. But he doesn't say miyad rabim. He says zvuvim. Apparently, there's no, the sky is the limit. That is the problem. Seems to me that the Taz holds when he's matir ultimately to take out ktsas v'na mashke, there's absolutely no prohibition whatsoever in this kind of a case. The Chazanish said it's prohibited. That's only mutter because it's not a teruvus in the first place. But the Taz seems to be making in this case. And if you look in the Eglay Tal, whoever has one can look inside. Let's give you a brief rendition of the Eglay Tal in Borer. Sif Koton Vov. This is as follows. He's talking about our case. Uvilvad, you take away some of the liquid. Shiftato lishtos hakos liyalte. V'chein mutu lehotzi v'kafas hazvuv shebetoch hamashke im ma'at mashke k'de lishtos hamashke liyalte. This is the famous psak of the Taz. And he quotes it over here in Os Ches. Seems to be against the Yerushalmi. Why Yerushalmi? We saw this Yerushalmi Rabosai. It was on the board. The ill-fated first experiment. On the board we had the Aruch HaShulchan quote of Yerushalmi. I think it was. Yesh borer tzroros kol hayom upotur kol zman shlo bira kol tzroros. Right? If you took away some of the pebbles. Didn't we see that? I think so. The Aruch HaShulchan quote of that, Yerushalmi? No? I don't remember anymore, but it's in the Yerushalmi. Hare, the afshat tzroros levadam v'lo ochlim boser ochlin azlinon. Shlo nizvaru potter. Hochinayim lehepach, says the Eglay Tal. Kevin shakos nizvarer. The coast now completely fly rein. There are no more flies left in the coast. Afshat psoles lo nizvarer. Shu amat mashke. Yizkayev. Says Eglay Tal. Although the Yerushalmi says what it says, the Bavli disagrees. Why? That the Bavli holds that Borer Psoles Nechshav Avrer B'Psoles the Kemen Shav Psoles Nisbarer is Chayev. So if the Psoles is not Nisbarer, it's not called Borer. Oh, no, Tosa disagrees. Others say whatever. He goes to a whole discussion. He's referring to what he said much earlier. And therefore he says like this. The Mari Tat holds everything is Mutter B'Chlal and the base mayor agrees. Why? Because they say biyad is a shinui gomer, with dvarim lachem. We'll come to dvarim lachem in a minute. But the Ran asks, and with the Rabbanon we can be make. This is a very complex rendition. Just giving you a brief summary. Bottom line, Abosai. Bottom line. What is the Maritat saying? So if the Maritat is to be understood the way the Chazanish said, so it's a taruvis. You know, wine and wine is mixed in. Wine and wine is mixed in. If you learn it, again, I want everyone to go back to the beginning. People said you walked in a little bit late. Back to the Barahetev, Simon Shin, Yutes, Sivkot, and Beit. I'm going to read it a second time. For those who walked in a little bit late. Again, Shin, Yutes, Siv, Beis. The Maria Balafia said, you can remove the wasp from the coast. And the Maritat says, no. The psolus mitoch ochel is also afilu liyalter. Okay? But the Maritat says, matter for a different reason. Mitam acher. This is the top, second line, the second column, page 278. Then brere belach, v'gam azatzira yeshalach, lo shayach brere el masha tzorach lefashrish v'livro. Avodava shetzof lemalak for boru. How the kemashchu binisa mechalova. There's a boru. It's like a hair in milk. And that the Maritat has a different heter. So what is his different heter? So the way it's presented in the Barahetev, the way the Chazanish presented it, because it's Tzof Lamala. There's no Taruvus. I, the Taruvus B'mokom Ago, as the Chazanish so beautifully explained, so the Pashup Shad is, he denies that. It's not true. There's no such thing as Taruvus B'mokom Ago. That's how I would have said, based on everything we said until now. Until Rav Osai had the bright idea to look in the Maritat. You know, we don't think about these things. So we are maminim b'nei maminim. So the Barahetev quotes, we believe that that's the correct thing. So you all have in front of you the Mari Tatz himself, Bechvodo Ve'atzmo, here in Simon Reish Gimel. Let's read it together. I assume you all have it. This is, it was given out on Thursday. I hope you have it. Let's read it together. Look what he says. Is the Mari Tatz right over here? So what's the reason why it's mutter? Mishum de'ein derech mishamer bekach. To belach shayach mishamer. Uviyovesh borer. Well, first of all, he's a chiddush. Borer is only when it comes to dry things. So we find it in Shas. And if it's liquid, it's called mishamer. Aval ein borer belach and mishamer biyovesh. Fine. Farizesh amei siras hatzira me'ayayin. Halach, ein derech breira belach el shimur. What does that mean? Shianiach hayayin b'misanenes umotziya es hayayin v'koletes es hashmarim. A good sieve, a good sifter, will let the wine go through and will hold on to the sediment. That is an av malacha. Lisa told us, Lisa derais. Avlem birer belach shunidan didam. Sheborer biyodo hatsira mehayayin halach, ein derech breir bekach elo shimur. A whole totally different reason. Nothing to do with anything we said until now. Nothing to do. Nothing to do. Completely different idea. Totally. He spells it out again. Just the last line on the bottom of the second column is what happened. Avalahosir biyodo atzira mealach kemosha misirim aofa veavonim meatzimukim mishar peres lo shayach belach v'chein reisi gedolim meisirim yetushin veavchushin meakos b'shabes ve'ein machlim ubevarei hatam kasher biyarnu. A whole totally different approach. Nothing to do with everything we learned until now. What's the answer, Bosai? Our whole assumption is incorrect. The Maritat agrees with the Mogan Avram that there is a concept of Tarobas B'Mokom Ago. He agrees. Not the way the Chazanish presents it. Chazanish presents it, the Maritat was made because of Shem, because the Zeruv is tough. And the Chazanish said that's not true because it's Yayim, which is mixed with the Yayim B'Mokom Ago. All the Maritat said to that. So we thought he denies the whole thing of Tarobas B'Mokom Ago, the way we denied it 2 weeks ago. Wrong. He accepts it. And if you look at that long tshuva, Maritatz, you'll see, he holds at the Magen Avraham, you may not peel fruits. He holds in this concept of Taruvas B'Mokom Ago. And the reason why he permits to take a fly straight out of the soup is a completely different reason. Ein derech breira belach. And therefore it's a complete misread of everything he said based upon the fact that people didn't have the original text. Rebbe Osai, yes, Josh?
How does that feel to the Gemara's din that you can't?
Good question. What will the Maritats do with the Gemara of pouring things out? It's a good question. So presumably he will consider this to be, again, I don't have the full Maritats, but we can read the bottom of the first column over here. Look what he says. Avam bira balach shoya nina didan shem meisi retzat sira mehayayin alach. Ein derech breira bekach losa biyodo me'alach tziro davarachim. Ele breira oshima belach hu sheyaniach halach betoch kli kefifa o sudrin v'hein ischolam amayim derech sham v'nishar atziro ayefkushin amayim. The other way around. That's exactly what you're doing in the Gemara's case. You're pouring off, getting out the good stuff and leaving behind the bad stuff. That's considered to be the equivalent of mishamer. But in this case, we pull the bad stuff with his hand. That's not called mishamer. This is what the Maritat says over here. For those who have it in front of you, in Simon Reish Gimel. So it gives you an example. How can you blame the Chazanish? You probably didn't have a Maritatz. He didn't have Svarim like we have. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula and had no Svarim. We have all the Svarim in the world. We don't know anything. That's the difference between the Chazanish and us. So but they can't fault if we're not. He took it on faith from the Bar Eitev. The Bar Eitev didn't quote it exactly this way. I'm looking, if someone has a search possibility, to see whether these words that are being quoted by the Bar Heitev, the name of Maritatz, really agree. Really exist, I should say. These words, these quotes of Maritatz. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere there. I'm reading you what I'm reading you. It's a very long tshuva. I'm not sure if you have it on the Bar Ilan, if you can search for it. I'm curious to know if the exact words that the Bar Hedek quotes from the Maritats do in fact appear. I don't know. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I just don't know. Yes.
Why don't we say the yayin is
minachon? Good question. Good question. Min echad only works if they're both edible. Shnei min eochlin. Here we are assuming, since only one person in this room would drink it, that the wine that touches the fly is psotus mamsh. Follow me? Yeah, psotus mamsh. Right. Psotus mamsh, the idea of minachon won't apply. It only applies to what we call shnei min eochlin. Right? Good, so far so good. Okay, Rabosai. Now, we have to define. Okay, so this ends part one of the Shia. I'm going to tell you now it's 9:35. We are on call. I'm telling you, I have someone supposed to be calling us. You have someone supposed to be texting you. As soon as the Meshechta begins, I appreciate it. As soon as we get that call, we should all just put our svarim down and go right away to Lamport, the cover Rabbi Shechta, and the cover the whole dedication of this building, which I think is very important. Just the thing is, until they get started, it may take a very long time. That's why I don't want to have any Biddle Torah. I think it's important, at least how much am I not saying Shia now? At least we should one Shia going on here on this Avodas of Mechan Chos, I would say. The Mekas Chinuch of a Malkum Torah is learning it. That's why I wanted to have the Shia. I appreciate you all coming. I know it's difficult after Slichus, but I appreciate it. Fine. So now we have to discuss another very important issue. On Thursday, if I recall, just tell me if I'm right. How far do we get? We register just the Gemara. Am I correct? Kuf Lamates, Kuf Mem. We never get any past that. We did not do the Ran yet. Am I correct? So let's turn to the Ran right now. Some very important points in the Ran, which as we'll see, are critical halacha lemaisis, not just theory. Very important. So the Ran can be found. Again, those of the old-fashioned Ran, it's page Nun Zayin to Nun Ches. And I think it's Kuf Samach and Kuf Samach Aleph, if I recall, and the nicer ones, the newer ones. Some very important points. I'm not going to read the entire Ran. Some of the very important points. In the discussion, the first thing we spoke about is the egg, which is going in through a strainer which has mustard in it for coloration purposes. So the Ran, again in this edition, it's page Kuf Samach, column 2, end of the first paragraph. He quotes the Gemara's reason, the Gavon, Lemare, and explains, Shachel Mon, which is the egg yolk, Yofel Le Gavon, which is the white. White has no color. Hilchah. Edi v'edi ochelu. V'ein kan breras psolos mitocha ochel. It's ochel and ochel. There can't be any dinner brera, even if it's a mesaneness, if it's ochel mitocha ochel. What did we say last time? PMP. If it's psolos mitocha psolos, there's also no brera like you have in the bottom of the kitchen sink, where you have that drain, or that we have in camp. We throw it through a drain, and the noodles stay on top. They shouldn't stuff up the pipes. And they go to the garbage, and the soup goes also into the garbage. So PMP, there's no dinner borer. So I guess OMO, ochem mitoch ochem, is also not considered to be borer. You separate it. That's for a different reason. They're both edible. You can eat them both. One of them is there for coloration purposes. That's a very important ran. Fine. Now this is a good chazar where it says Gemara that you can put the yayin solo. Which means you can use your sink, leave out New York City water. Let's say you live in New Jersey. So you can use a sink on Shabbos. Why? Sink on Shabbos, every sink has a top. What's on the end of the faucet? What's there? Every single faucet in America, what's there at the end? A strainer. No. So you don't borrow everything you put in the water on Shabbos to drink? No. The cave and the inchi lo kapti behu. If there wouldn't be a strainer, most people would drink the water. Like you have a water cooler, right? There's a water cooler, drink for the water, there's no strainer. Muta laseis osa na filo tocha mishameres kdei shoot slulin yosef, to make them super clean. Super clean. Right? Like a Brita filter, right? It's muta because, let's take New Jersey again, there's no bug problem, but it's muta because we drink without the Brita. Avala churin lo. The Yafal gav the Efshalish to Mishnah Sihachi. It's possible. Came in the Rubayu the Inchi Kaptibu. Most people don't like it that way. Dafkaya de Shinu its mutter, but not in a normal fashion. Ben Agitos. Let's see what the Pshat is. See what the Pshat is. Kloma. He says like this. Mubayu de Inchi Shasule Ochi. At that point in time, most people are drinking it in that fashion. Inami, a different reason. Shadayel or nifreshu ashmorim in ayayim, v'chol ayayim keguf echadu, v'yen kamish in borah. It's the Rambam's pshat, different than Rashi's pshat. A different pshat. I assume it's like one guf, like one min, a different interpretation. Says the Rambam, summarizing, what's the din in so what's the din like this? If most people don't care, it's permissible. Because if you need most people to be able to want to drink it. But if most people don't drink it that fashion, then you have to do it as some kind of a shinoi. You can't do it in a normal fashion. Fine. Good. And he has a quibble with the Rambam. We're not going to go into his quibble with the Rambam right now. So far, it's straightforward. Good. Now, share one or two other salient points in the Ran. I mentioned this already a little bit on Thursday. So it's the very end of the Maramakomas in the Ran. Very, very end. I will note a little bit Bekvara Venos Natocha Evus. Afa Pisha no notes no for me elof Krabi Shimin Tamadova Shain Miskave Mutter. Woohoo. Yeah, cool. Okay, we have to stop. We finished the Ran. Tomorrow we'll be better. What? Oh yeah, now one more thing. If Rabosai, this thing ends at least for now, I want to continue. Because we have till 1 o'clock as our time. So we'll you look for me after the ceremonies are over. If it ends, say by 12 something, before 12:30, we're going to maybe resume if we can. Okay. So.